Let's go to the Kororo Kai Pakehi Business News with Giles Beckford. Kia ora, Giles.
Morena, Corin.
How are we looking this week with markets?
First of all, Wall Street ended the week on a soft note. Amazon result disappointed. It fell short of estimates and it's forecasting lower sales and growth. The result being that it dragged down the main indices. Dow Jones Industrial Average 0.4% lower. The S&P 500 0.5% down. And the NASDAQ was down nearly 0.75%. Our own top 50 index starts the week 12,595. Friday saw it give back the gain of the previous day, 134-point fall. A2 Milk once again prominent. And on the currency front, the New Zealand dollar, 69.8 US and 94.9 Australian.
All right, big week this week when it comes to unemployment and the jobless numbers. This could be something that has a massive impact on interest rates.
Indeed, second quarter labour market numbers out on Wednesday. Remembering, of course, that getting maximum sustainable employment is one of the Reserve Bank's two key priorities. Well, the strength of the labour market, skill shortages and the like have been one of the major surprises of the COVID recovery. ASB Bank senior economist Jane Turner tells us the main things to look out for.
What are the inflationary impacts of this very tight labour market? So in particular, we are going to look at that Q2 wage inflation outcome and also some of the finer measures of labour market underutilisation. What we're looking for there is just signs that the labour market is back to maximum sustainable employment.
And for the record, in forecasts are for unemployment falling to around 4.4% from 4.7% and wages growth of more than 2% annually. And we'll get more details on those numbers from Jane Turner at 10 to 7.
Now, wages for those at the bottom of the legal sector are getting a long overdue boost.
It seems in the past month, the big law firms such as Chapman Tripp, Bell Gully, Russell McVeigh and Minter Ellison Rudd Watts have raised the salaries of graduate and first-year lawyers by an average of about 15%. Aotearoa Legal Workers Union, which collected the information, says the boost is the result of workers demanding higher pay, competition for skills from Australian law firms and junior lawyers' salaries coming close to minimum wage breaches. The union's co-president, Bridget Sinclair, says the boost in pay is long overdue.
For the union, we see this change as addressing a long-running historical issue of junior lawyers being underpaid, and junior lawyer salaries over the last 20 years have remained largely flat compared to inflation, despite substantially increased profits and productivity over this time. So we see that this increase goes some way to addressing the underpayment.
More from Bridget Sinclair on junior lawyer wages at 10 to 7. Also touch on immigration, the need to be an accredited employer. And, of course, I'll update those market numbers for you around 10 to 7.